Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your home. My goodness, thank God it's Friday edition of the British Tech News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It's January 16th, 2015. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. We all love our Touch ID on our iPhones. Kind of convenient, isn't it? But this news is making me think a little bit differently. Apple is considering storing customers' biometric data in the cloud to enable next-generation payment methods. Ha! Put that in simpler terms, yeah, Apple wants to put your fingerprints in its cloud. They're saying so they can be synced to other devices when required. Hence, probably like has something to do with that Apple Pay stuff. Of course, this isn't set in stone yet. No, we haven't had that little window come up and say, do you agree to the terms and conditions? No, none of that's happened yet. This is just a bunch of people around a table in a boardroom going, you know, this is a good idea. I mean, how many customers we got? Let's get all their fingerprints in our system. Personally, it makes my stomach a little unsettled. Let's face it, iCloud hasn't had the strongest track record for security lately, has it? Staying on the subject of Apple, a little bit more positive news, or at least rumor news, iPad Pro. Yeah, it's coming up again. Yeah, and you're hearing it from me again, too. Yeah, I know. I said that this thing was probably going to be released in October of last year. Although I wasn't the only one that said it. Those rumors kind of came and went because I guess, at least that's what we're hearing, is that they had to ramp up production for the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus models. But now, the rumor has returned because there's been little pictures out on the internet that have shown what apparently is supposed to be the new iPad Pro, at least a mold for it, for the back. These photos come from China, so take it with a pinch of salt. But the photo reportedly shows what looks to be a 12 to 13 inch iPad. You can even kind of make out the Apple logo in the middle and even a little space at the top where the camera is. There's been rumors earlier this month about the iPad Pro, and the picture is suggesting that the dimensions of 305.3 by 220.8 with 7 millimeters of thickness are consistent with what has been coming out earlier. So will we see an iPad this year or not? Who knows? Heck, this thing could be the new 12-inch MacBook Air. But that there is yet another rumor.
Detroit Motor City, USA. The home of automotive genius.
Well, Google's invaded Detroit, and they're already building driverless cars there. According to the Detroit Free Press, these are pod-like prototypes, and they're being developed and assembled at the Roush facility in Detroit. This new batch of cars will be built there, and then they'll be shipped off to California for testing. Also, apparently, a team of hundreds is working on the new project, and the project will be split between California and Detroit for the foreseeable future. I don't know what to think of the cars, though. I mean, they're kind of cute and kind of ugly. Put a couple of ears on the side, and you've got a car from the Dumb and Dumber films. Android photo junkies, rejoice. Adobe has released Lightroom Mobile for you. Lightroom for Android is just a little bit shy of being identical to Lightroom for the iPhone and iPad, but it's pretty much the same thing. You can still work with exposure, highlights, shadows, composure, and so on and so on. It's going to work with Android devices running Jelly Bean, Kit Kat, or Lollipop. Unfortunately, it's not optimized for tablets yet. That's kind of the sad part. Not really much fun trying to edit your photos on a phone. But according to Adobe, there is one in the works. They just don't know when it's going to be available. And as with anything with Adobe, yes, you're going to need that Creative Cloud subscription. But if you're already paying that $9.99 a month, it's included. Got your Instagram account all locked up, you private, don't want to share those photos with the rest of the world freely? Think again. There was, shall we say, a bug within Instagram that when you went into the browser edition of it, if your profile was protected or your pictures were protected, people could still see them. But don't worry, Instagram says they have fixed a privacy flaw that allowed anybody with the URL to see your photos and videos posted on the service. The loophole was discovered by the online publication Quartz back on January 12th. And 4 days later, Instagram has apparently fixed the problem. quoting that in response to feedback, we made an update so that if people change their profile from public to private, web links that are not shared on other services are only viewable to their followers on Instagram. Didn't really say anything in there, did they, about,
we screwed up. We did know.
If you're a little uneasy, go in, check your privacy settings, do a little test and see what happens, or get a friend to do it for you. If it ain't to your liking, let Mr. Zuck know about it. And finally, for all of our Australian listeners, were thousands of you awoken an hour early by your mobile phones yesterday? Well, there's a reason for that. Networks mistakenly switched to daylight savings time in Queensland, despite that they haven't done this since 1972. Apparently, there were quite a few pissed off subscribers of Virgin Mobile reporting that they were woken an hour early before they expected to be, and were told that mobile infrastructure had pushed clocks forward 1 hour. Virgin Mobile became aware of what had happened and even responded on Facebook by offering free coffee to those affected. All they had to do is show their phones to the cafe with the incorrect time, saying that, "Did we wake you? Sorry." And you got your free coffee. How something that hasn't existed since 1972 can creep into a mobile phone in 2015 is beyond me. But hey, if you're going to give me a free cup of coffee, you can wake me up early any day. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find us on the website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. Now, don't forget, listeners, it is a new year for BTN. And if you enjoy all the shows, you enjoy the news show, you enjoy the Mac show, the gamer show, the big show, and you want to help support us, head on over to BritishTechNetwork.com. Click on the Support Us tab, and yeah, there are 8 ways that you can help out the network. We got our patron fund over there. You could donate via PayPal if you wanted to. You could visit our sponsors even. Visit UK2.net or even the Network Union. Let them know that you heard about them from BTN. You can leave us reviews for our shows in iTunes, which helps our rankings tremendously. And thank you to all of those who have so far. And most importantly, tell a friend. You like what we do? Tell them. Check them out. These guys are great. Anyways, for those of you who have supported us and continue to support us, thank you very much. Always, always much appreciated. Anyway, that's going to do it for your Friday edition of the British Tech News Show.
Oh, man, does it feel good. I just want to get through this day. Let's get on with the weekend. I know, that's what you're thinking too.
Have a fantastic day. Have a kick-ass weekend. And thank you, as always, for listening.